When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Or if you're coming at me from the world of Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. Come follow me, AndyGoldstein05. Apparently, it makes you 87% more attractive, and that's true. So follow me and become better looking. Anyway, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4pm. But more on all that rubbish later on. We begin, of course, with Jurgen Klippity Klopp's Liverpool drawing with Crystal Palace. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport, as all the Monday night Premier League clashes will be this season. And Friday. Yep, and Friday as well. Here's the fallout from Anfield.
Just another manic Monday. Live on TalkSport, Darwin Nunez was sent off. Liverpool had to play the last half an hour with 10 men. Luis Diaz managed to score a terrific goal to give them hope. But it's more drop points from Liverpool. It does mean it's their worst start to a season in 10 years.
In this game, everything could have happened because of the red card. If we play 11-11 and we draw, it could have been different. But now with 10 men for, what is it, nearly 40 minutes, it's really tough on a day like this. So I'm fine with the point. Let's carry on.
Oh, it's a headbutt. It's a headbutt from Darwin Nunez. He was provoked by Anderson, but there is absolutely no way that that's going to be overturned. Nope.
On now to the sports bar with the fun boy, Jason Cundy.
I personally think he'll get more than three. I think he will end up with a bigger ban. That tonight, what he did was a disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
Five.
I think a five-match ban. I think he'll
five-match ban?
Violent conduct. That right there, headbutting someone, that's an assault. That is an assault.
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean he wouldn't go that far?
It's not
he headbutted him in the face.
Done.
That is more than three games. Well, you cannot be... What you saw him do, he could have broken his nose.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. To be fair, he's lost his cool there. It's his debut. He's trying his best. They're 1-0 down. I think three matches will do him.
Nothing yet. I had to watch it first back because usually I couldn't see it in the game at all. It was a non-situation in this moment. But I saw it, and of course that's not right. That's a red card. We cannot change that. And he cannot behave like this. But he's a good boy and did something not so good. So we will talk to him, and he will learn from that, and then we carry on.
Let's talk about another stupid thing.
Cool.
Nunez. I'm a massive Liverpool fan. I was screaming in the first half at Nunez. He had chances. He had a chance near the end of the first half. He scuffed the shot. Does that man not know we have VAR? Does he not know we have VAR? I mean, why did he do that? Come on. A Klopp will be fuming with him tonight.
He manages to clear up to Eze. Skips past one challenge, and now a chance to release Zaha. I thought he was off. He's charging into the box, though. He's taking on the goalkeeper, and he slots into the far corner.
I've rolled out that stat. I'll say it again. 8 of the last 9 games, going back to last season, that Liverpool have played, they've conceded the first goal. 8 out of 9 games. Look, they were brilliant second half, Liverpool, when they went down to 10 men. But this is not the start to the Premier League season that most people, myself included, anticipated.
Thoroughly enjoyed bringing you the first ever game night on TalkSport Live. Premier League football on a Monday night. We learned a few things tonight here at Anfield. Liverpool have found themselves another hot-headed Uruguayan. Darwin Nunez saw red on his home debut. And by the time he planted his head in a Palace face, Liverpool were already one down. But we also found out the 10-men red men had character.
Diaz trying to trick his way through every challenge. He does that, gets to the edge of the area, on the edge of the D, right footed shot. Oh, what a goal! What a finish!
I was more disappointed with the Fulham performance than this one. I thought they made enough chances to be ahead at half-time. I thought Nunez was looking sharp, he was looking hungry, he was getting in good positions. He's let himself down this evening, which completely turned the game on his head. At that point, You thought that Palace might be comfortable, but what a goal from Diaz. Positive of Harvey Elliott coming in to try and fill one of those midfield berths. I don't see a situation where Jurgen Klopp's got to panic. They've got plenty of players coming back in the next couple of weeks who will help, especially defensively. We saw there was a problem there at the back tonight with a couple of injuries. So, no, not panic, just a little bit of concern.
Crystal Palace take points away at one of the super clubs once again. They beat Manchester City last season. They've taken a point at Anfield.
By the way, we've got Petr Vieira. Let's go back to Anfield. Petr Vieira is with Sam Matterface.
Yes, Petr Vieira is alongside me. You took the lead at Anfield. They went down to 10 men. Are you disappointed you didn't take all 3 points in the end?
No, not at all. I think you have to analyse the game in a different way and look at the quality of that Liverpool side. So I'm really pleased with the points that we take. I'm more pleased with our performance. I think, you know, coming here last year where we had a good performance as well, but we conceded 3 goals. I think today we defended well the set pieces. We defended well as a team. We accept that they will have the ball. We didn't give them so much space, and in the counter-attack, we created a couple of good situations.
Brilliant rearguard action there. Vieira set his side up there, 5-4-1. Zaha worked tirelessly. It must have been so difficult there, especially when Liverpool got themselves level, and you felt that there was only going to be one side that was going to go on and win it. But actually, Liverpool didn't have the best chances. OK, they were down to 10 men and made it harder, but Palace could have gone on and
I think
and
Palace
won
missed
that.
The chance take 3 points there. They've just sat back. They kept 5 at the back. I don't understand why they didn't start pressing Liverpool and try and nick the winner. You never get a better chance of that, winning at Anfield.
Now, at the weekend, Graham Souness received criticism after his comments on television about football being a man's game. On White and Jordan, he clarified what he actually meant by his remarks.
I've been advocating for years, I've been saying for years, the referees have such a major part to play in the success of the Premier League, because we were fast becoming like other leagues, where the refs were blowing the whistle all the time, the game didn't flow, and it just wasn't a very good watch. Our game has always been unique. It's always been more meaty, more in your face, more intense, and we got away from that. My comments yesterday, I said we've got our game back. You know, that is the kind of football I remember playing it. And our league will be better for it. We are back. And the directive to the referees is long overdue.
Yeah.
We've got our game back. It's like I enjoyed 2 games of football yesterday where men were playing men and they got about themselves at times. They were falling out with each other.
Now, let's talk Manchester United, shall we? No? OK, well, we won't. Oh, OK, then. If we have to, there's nothing I can do. In case you've been asleep over the weekend, which, of course, most of the Man United players were, they lost to Brentford on game day. We'll hear from Ali McCoy, Jamie O'Hara and former United winger Lee Sharp on the club's current plight. But we begin with former Palace owner Simon Jordan, who didn't pull any punches. And there's a surprise.
Can you believe it? Brentford 4, Manchester United 0. Manchester United have capitulated here.
Sometimes in life, you can't bounce until you hit the bottom. And I think they hit the bottom against Brentford. I think they hit the bottom tactically, in the players' cowardice to change the way they play on a pitch. It's one thing.
Cowardice.
If you're taught to play out all week, you practice it and practice it and practice it. Surely when you get on the pitch and that isn't available, you do something different. You make decisions as top quality players. You look at that and you say, Ten Hag's on that because he picked a team that he thought could roll over Brentford and picked a team that was tactically wrong with centre-halves that were 2 foot tall that couldn't compete.
Dreadful defending. Ivan Toney nodding it back across goal. De Gea absolutely nowhere.
A goalkeeper that was ridiculously poor, and there's nothing a manager can do about the first 2 goals. That's on the goalkeeper. And then you look at it and say you've got people like the 2 wide players that have got no backside in terms of backbone in Rashford and Sancho that don't get themselves involved. Fernandes is lightweight. Eriksen's playing as a holding midfield player that's never played there before. What do you say about McLaren sitting there, being brought in, supposedly knows Man United, and you say, oh, OK, it's all about the Glazers.
Get rid of Ronaldo and bleed some young lads in there and you know, in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months' time, they're going to be far stronger and far better players for it.
I think it's a difficult time for Man United. I'm not sure with this group of players, with this manager, that they're going to be any different to where they were last year. I really don't. I think the players are brought in are not game changers for them.
So do you not think Ten Hag will last?
I think the clock's ticking on them already. I think that's the nature of being manager of Man United at this time. You know, they expect big things from him. He'd been successful in Ajax in what is a much inferior league to the Premier League. The demands there are nothing like what he's got on his shoulders in the Premier League, and indeed managing arguably the biggest club in the world. So he's got it all on.
Get relegated.
You said that about Arsenal last season.
But look, I'm not saying they will, but what I will say is this. You've got beat by Brighton and beat 4-0 by Brentford in the opening games of the season. The performances have been absolutely disgraceful.
Agreed.
I was at a football club like Wolves and we had a really good squad, way too good to go down, but we did, because you lose belief, you lose hope, you lose that kind of confidence in yourselves, and then and then the fans turn on you. Now, I'm not saying Manchester United are going to go down, but they are in that position. Not one player in that team has got any confidence, any belief in their own ability. You tell me how that's going to change. Ten Hag's on the side, just sat there, not saying nothing, making changes at half-time that make no sense. The tactical awareness of them is an absolute joke. You can't tell me that you can turn up at Brentford and get beat 4-0 and think that you're going to be okay this season. You can talk about top six.
On now to the fallout from the Battle of Stamford Bridge. Thomas Tickle Tuchel and Antonio Conte were both sent off after a thrilling derby. The performance of ref Anthony Taylor enraged the Chelsea manager, and Graham Souness thinks some of the calls were questionable.
I cannot understand how the first goal is not offside, and I cannot understand since when players can be pulled by their hair, stay on the pitch, pull other people's hair, stay on the pitch, and attack in the last corner.
I think he's got a real argument, by the way. I think Richarlison is certainly in the line of the shot on Mendy, and he's offside, and the pulling of the hair was... I mean, if you look at it again, I mean, the referee got a total sight of it. There's no one come between him and the incident, so he can see everything that's taken place. His focus should only be on that, because this is long before the ball gets to the group of players on the near post, when they all jump, and that's you're thinking of maybe a foul in there. But the pulling of the hair happened before that ball got to the near post, and his focus would have been normally on that, and he could only have been 5 or 6 yards away.
Thomas Tuchel and Antonio Conte have been charged with improper conduct following yesterday's clash at Stamford Bridge. The FA says it's alleged that the behaviour of both managers was improper following the end of the fixture.
There have been issues with this referee that fans think have gone on for quite a while now.
Not only the fans.
So you share that this is...
You know, the players, they know what's going on, and then they're on the pitch and they know it, and again it's like this.
Time now to hear from Spurs legend Clive Allen.
Tottenham have scored an equaliser in stoppage time. It's Chelsea 2, Tottenham 2.
I think there's a confidence, Ali, about the way they played. I think they didn't play at their best. It was far from their best. I thought they were pretty lethargic for the middle period of the game, but worked their way back into it. They dug in there, they stuck in there, and that's something that over the years... That would have been a Tottenham defeat yesterday with the performance they put in. So I think that bodes well. Antonio Conte knows his team can play a lot better than they did. I think Thomas Tuchel will be very disappointed that he hasn't taken all 3 points.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back now to Graham Souness, challenging Villa's Tyrone Mings to phone into TalkSport.
What I was questioning, and I've been a manager, I was a manager, I think, for 880 games. When you're a manager and you decide to take the captaincy from someone, that is as bad as it gets for that individual. You know you've lost them forever. There's nothing you can do to get them back on side. So to do it as a major step, you would have to have a good reason to do that. And there is something in Tyrone Mings' makeup that Steven Gerrard doesn't fancy. Tyrone Mings, bring it on, son. If you want to have a conversation with me about football, but I'm not sure what I'm going to learn, you know, phone TalkSport. We'll have the chat.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us from 7 p.m, it's Adrian Durham with all the goals as they go in from the Championship, League One, League Two, and the Champions League. Blimey, football never stops, does it? There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.